turns out putting diapers on your head and play fighting until the kids fall asleep is a great way to love your kids. So I was learning a lot, but it's not all fun and boogers, is it? I asked a group of stay-at-home parents what's the hardest thing, the thing they underestimated most about being stay-at-home parents, and they said that the loneliness was one of those things. Not having someone else to talk to, feeling inadequate, feeling selfish for wanting me time, and nursery rhymes suck. Like, really, Mary Had a Little Lamb is cool the first couple times, but after all these years on repeat, you wonder why Mary just ain't make herself a wool skirt and have lamb chops. You know what I'm saying? The one thing I underestimated most was the emotional fatigue. See, I was an artist, so I'd write songs for other artists because that's how I made money from home. But when you're with your kids all day, you become emotionally tired. And that means all your creativity comes from your emotions, so you're just tapped out, you're done. So you become done with time, nap time, timetables, time out, time. Like to cook with all types of time, you're just done. You had no time for anything. And some people are done with their spouse as a stay-at-home parent because the spouse just doesn't get it. I was talking to a friend of mine. He said, man, I come home from work. Drawers are open, clothes hanging outside the drawers. The kids are still in their pajamas. And it can't be that hard to have dinner ready when I get home, right?